Oh, there we go. You got
All right,
me?
there you are. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Sorry about that. We just needed a couple extra minutes there. Let me. Alrighty. Well, congratulations on your second place finish at your home track. I know it was rain shortened, but do you want to just kick off with a little bit about tonight's race for you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit frustrated that it was shortened. I mean, I feel like we gave it away. We were so fast, faster than Creed, honestly. And he had 10 lap fresher tires than me and my 10 to Ford. So when we got going on that last restart, I gave him a little bit of room going into turn three, thinking he would wash up. And honestly, had I known that would have been the race winning move, I would have pinned him down and I would have took first away. But I was just trying to be smart. I know what Sheldon's capable of in a race truck and the destruction that can come. So I tried to take care of my truck and keep our F-150 in, you know, good shape, because it was still early in the race. We were only a third of the way through the race, but hindsight 2020, I feel like we gave away the win at my home track. So a little bit mad about that, but I mean, we had such a fast Ford F-150 once we got clean air. We had to start, you know, shotgun on the field. So second place isn't bad, but just disappointed. I feel like we could have got the win from my hometown tonight.
All right. Well, we are now going to open up the floor for questions. As a reminder to the media, just click on the participants tab and the raise your hand button, and we were going to kick it off with Bob Pockrass. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ben, just how tough is it to race when you kind of see the rain coming, but you don't know if it's going to be the end of the day or not?
Yeah, that is that's tough. I saw it. So when that last restart happened, I couldn't see anything off the horizon. I mean, I just knew that from the start of the race, it started getting a little darker, and that just there was overcast, but there was no clouds on the horizon. There was no storm looming. So I really didn't know what to expect. I just thought it was a normal race. I thought we had a long race ahead of us. I was just trying to be smart, take care of our 10 to Ford. But once they started rolling in, I thought my team was going to tell me something eventually. I was driving my truck as hard as I could to get as close to Sheldon as I could, but he figured out what I was doing, and he started taking my line away from me and taking the air off my nose. So I was just driving the truck as hard as I could, but I couldn't close the gap. But I saw the storm getting closer and closer, and I finally had to ask my team. I said, "Hey, are we going to get rained out?" And they said, "No, keep going, keep going." And sure enough, we're rained out. But I tried to get them. It's funny. There was one point in the race that I think I could have made up a little bit more time around a lap car or lap truck. And I mean, we were within a truck length of Sheldon at the line for that stage win. So if I got a little bit closer, maybe we could have closed the gap and got the win. It's just, it's tough. It's all looking back in the past, and it's so frustrating that it was canceled, because I know we could have won the race tonight. But I guess we're just gonna have to settle with a second place and overall a decent points night, even though we had to deal with that penalty. Again, frustrating for my team, but they did an excellent job of taking our lumps early on and sacrificing the first stage points to get the second place in the stage, and I guess ultimately the win.
And I mean, it looks like it's raining pretty hard there. I mean, before they called it, did you think they were going to wait a little longer, or does it look pretty bad there?
You know, I haven't actually seen it yet. I got back to the hauler before it started raining. NASCAR wanted us to clear pit road, but it looked really, really gnarly. I mean, the clouds were really, really dark. And it's funny, I've been to Kentucky Speedway every single Kentucky Speedway race since it's been reopened. I saw my very first NASCAR race here, and it seems like every single year we have a really big storm. So, I mean, when a storm comes through Kentucky Speedway, you know it's going to be serious. And when my team said, "Hey, it doesn't look like it's going to be that bad. It's just going to blow through." Yeah, they typically blow through, but they cause a lot of chaos. So I am surprised, though, that they did cancel it. I mean, we got all night, and I know all of us here are as dedicated as ever, and we would have stayed all night, but I don't think they want us huddled in the haulers with the current conditions in the world. So that's probably what led to this decision. But again, I'm fine with staying. I'm here. I'm home. I want to race, and I know we could have got the win from my hometown. It's just disappointing, a little bit upset.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question for Ben will come from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Thanks, Marissa. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. You know, it sucks that you don't get to win in your hometown, but the performance that Thor Sport has had this season, I know Grant's won a couple of races. You finished second. Matt finally gets a good finish since the pandemic's come back. How would you assess Thor Sport's racing performance since you've returned?
It's been good. you know, you always look at things you can improve on. I mean, that's just what a driver's supposed to do. I mean, it's our literally our job to hop in a truck, and if it's perfect, you're still supposed to pick it apart and tell them where we can be better. So I'll say that I would give us an A or an A-minus maybe on our side personally. I think we've done a really good job of being consistent or trying to be as consistent as we can and getting as many points as we can. Obviously, our big hiccup today was the penalty. You know, Crafton's had a few hiccups and wrecks along the way, and I know Grant's had some hiccups, but he's had a few wins, which has been great for him, and Johnny's just been a little bit of a roller coaster. So we've all had our ups and downs. I'm just proud of my 99 guys because I feel like we've really made it a goal for ourselves to maximize points every race. And, you know, we didn't maximize points with our penalty, but we maximized points with the actual results of the race, and I'm happy with that. But I would say we're in an A-minus, I'd say. There's things we can always improve on.
And I've been asking a lot of truck drivers in the last few weeks about not having practice in qualifying. What is your take on that? And do you think we need it back, or do you like it how it's going now?
You know, I want practice. I'm a driver. Any track time I can ever get, I'm always going to take. You know, you would have seen a different play out or a different start of this race today if there was practice. I don't think there would have been as many wrecks, and you wouldn't have seen Spencer Boyd's truck spitting oil on the very first lap either. All that stuff would have been worked out if we had practice. So I like practice. I'm a big supporter of practice. I know that pretty much all my competitors are too. The people that you find that don't want practice are probably the drivers that maybe are some of the back marker teams that are maybe starting and parking, and they don't want the wear and tear on their equipment. Maybe teams that maybe drivers that are content with their career and are on the downside of their arc that just want to show up and race and don't have to put in the work of practice. I like it. I like the sweat. I think it's good. I like to know that we're making improvements. But it has been fun, though. I will say there's been a lot of challenges and a lot more comers and goers in the races, it seems like, without practice. So I see the pros and cons of both, but I'm a driver. I want all the seat time I can get.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Adam with Fox 19. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Ben, lap 13, you dive down in turn one and there's a truck spinning underneath you. Can you explain what happened through your eyes?
So I try to be calm on the radio as soon as that happens. I mean, so this happened at Pocono too. I felt like I about died at Pocono. I felt like I almost totaled a truck here. And I try to be calm. I try to come back on the radio. I take a few minutes to catch my breath, and I tell them the water temp, and I give them an update on the truck, and I just don't even acknowledge it. I find that's probably the best way. My spotter said that he was just going to go ahead and call it a night because that was too close of a call for him. But, I mean, you're going to have that as a driver, so you just kind of get used to it. But nothing prepares you for it. I mean, you have such a spike in your heart rate, and I thought our night was done. I mean, there's no other feeling like that. I mean, it's your stomach, you got that pit in your stomach, and it's almost like your stomach drops, or when you get scared about something or whatever happens in life that can give you a moment of anxiety, of severe anxiety. That's what that is. You see it coming and you do all you can to avoid it. But, you know, at 190 going into that corner, there's not a whole lot of room to, you know, change your position and move that fast. I made as quick of a move as I could, and I don't know how close it was, but it felt like inches.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Chris.
How are you?
I'm okay. A little angry, to be honest. Yeah.
All right, well, but on the good side, though, the horse sport was 2-3-4 tonight, and you had the Texas Motor Speedway where you had a runner-up finish in 2018. I know you have a love-hate relationship with that track, but obviously the performance from you guys tonight has to give you some momentum going to Texas.
Yeah, we're going to go win Texas. I'm 100% confident that we can. We've made some real gains off the track with my crew and some understanding between my crew chief, my engineer, and I on what we need to come to the racetrack with to maximize our points and to maximize these races without practice. And it has been a little bit of a learning curve, and I feel like this track is closer to Texas than any other. So the track prep they do, the way the track is laid out, it can be pretty similar. So I think everything that we had going on for us here, and this almost like mini practice session we had here at Kentucky, I feel like can prepare us pretty well for Texas. I got out of the truck, and as soon as it was called, my crew chief and engineer said, well, they're just going to have to go win Texas now, and I 100% believe them. I think we could have won here at Kentucky.
You know, Matt Noyes flies under the radar, but he prefers to do that. But what's your relationship like with, you know, you guys behind the scenes and as you guys have worked together the last two seasons?
I think we're like any other driver crew chief relationship in ways. You know, the one I compare to most is Junior Joyner and Matt Crafton. They've been around and together for a very long time, and Matt Noyes and I have only been together for, you know, going on our second year. But a good driver crew chief relationship is one that you can yell at each other and, you know, not hold anything back and get the point across. And, you know, I think we have that relationship where we can do that. That's a good professional relationship in this sport. Obviously, you can't do that in the normal workplace, but in this sport, this intense sport that we're in, it's a very intense world, and you have to be able to do that. And you both have to be able to take that pressure and take that criticism, that critique. And I think I think he's pretty easy on me, and I try to be pretty easy on him, but at the same time, we can really dish it out and take what we need from that harsh criticism. So I think we have a good relationship, and here recently we've started to solidify it better with these finishes and getting a better understanding of what we have to show up with to be fast.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, Ben. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the finish, and we will see you next week at Texas Motor Speedway.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. All right, and to the media, we are going to be joined here by Matt Crafton. Let me try and pull him up. I think we let him in the room. Give me 1 minute.